A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and yet you are coming to me?" Jesus said to him in reply, "Allow it now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened for him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming upon him. And a voice came from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Consider John the Baptist. He came on the scene in Jewish religious history as someone very unique. He grew in his spiritual life with an awareness of a deep awe or reverence of God, which required a change of heart. John urged people to be baptized with water to acknowledge their sinfulness and then repent. Most of those John baptized were not Jews, but those seeking to follow John's charismatic person and inspiration. But John always instructed that this ritual was a prelude to something and someone greater. That someone appears today, along with all the riffraff, standing in the Jordan as John pours water over him. Why would Jesus, one who never sinned, submit to John's baptism? John's baptism of repentance. Even John tried to dissuade him. Could it be that Jesus wanted to identify with every aspect of our humanness, including the pain of imperfection and sinfulness? And so we have these two major figures, intimate cousins, joining to begin a new era in our salvation history. Patricia Sanchez, in her commentary on the differences of John and Jesus, says that John demanded repentance, while Jesus continued in his ministry, always with a spirit of freely inviting all to the banquet, the heavenly banquet, with unconditional, merciful love. "Come, be not afraid. I am the good shepherd who will lead you. This day you shall be with me in paradise. Peace I leave with you," and so on. This passage in Matthew begins the public ministry of Jesus. It concludes by calling to mind Jesus' fulfillment of the Old Testament to become the Messiah, with the words, "This is my beloved Son," and that his ministry of Messiahship will not be that of a mighty warrior, but of a humble, suffering servant. "My favor rests on him," which is a passage from the suffering servant section of Isaiah in today's first reading. How could this feast of Jesus' baptism inspire us today as we go about our business? Perhaps we can take a moment to identify our own call to leadership. We lead in so many ways according to our situation in life. We lead as a family member of a community in a care center, or of a religious congregation, or a parish community. We lead through our profession. We are leader among friends, as a concerned citizen, or in so many other ways. Like Jesus, as the suffering servant, we too hear God say to us, I formed you and set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement and from the dungeon, those who could live in darkness. And when suffering is part of that leadership, which it will be if this is what we are called to do, we know that it will never knock us down or take us out. Jesus has conquered suffering and death for us once and for all through his leadership. We too can be agents of love and mercy, inviting people to sit at the banquet table rather than leadership in judgment and criticism. Jesus has identified with us and shows us the way.